Jaguars offensive line continues to be the story in Jacksonville this week. That probably happens in every NFL city when Von Miller and the Broncos defense shows up to play. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. The Jaguars' offensive woes have been the story all season long. More to the point, the turnover struggles of quarterback Blake Bortles have been center stage. It would seem that the talented and aggressive Denver defense showing up, that the Jaguars might dial things back a little bit this week. But it didn't sound that way.
You want to really attack them and attack them with the things that you're good at. And not really pre-check, because that's always what's going to happen. I don't want them to go, oh, gosh, it's a really good defense. Let's not go play football. I mean, I want them to get excited for the opportunity to measure themselves with the Super Bowl champs, with some of the best players we've seen, yeah, I mean, across the boards. I mean, it's an exciting opportunity.
Oh, that's the main thing where you go wrong at if you're not running with what you're good at, you know. So that's, you got to find, like, what you're really good at and try to do that as much as you can, you know. As far as that defense, you know, they're physically sound. You know, they're going to be consistent in what they do. You know, they got a lot of playmakers around the ball. So far as us, you know, we got to be able to control what we can and make the plays that come our way.
It's a tall order against Denver, especially without tight end Mercedes Lewis to help control Miller. But so is trying to run against them with hamstring and ankle injuries slowing down Chris Ivory and T.J. Yeldon. There's always a premium placed on the quarterback making good decisions. This week, we seem to have a greater emphasis on it. Time now for Sexton Says, where I tell you what the Jaguars have to do to break their six-game losing streak against the Bengals on Sunday. And it's all brought to you by Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Marquise Lee will be open on Sunday. He almost always is, and Blake Bortles will have to be patient against that pass rush and find him. Of course, Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns will be the primary targets, and you can rest assured the Broncos quarterbacks Aqib Talib and Chris Harris will be all over them. That leaves Lee, who's coming into his own with big catches and touchdowns in each of the last two games. Bortles isn't the strong-arm passer who can slice the air with his spiral and hit Lee very often. At least he hasn't shown that skill yet this season. But he's going to have to know where he is and then throw his best passes to get him open. Lee has the kind of game-changing speed that the other guys don't have. He'll be open, and Bortles will have to find him and deliver if he's going to deliver a win against the defending Super Bowl champs. That's this week's Sexton Says, brought to you by Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Don't forget the Jaguars.com Live comes to you at 12:15 on Sunday afternoon right here from Everbank Field. And, of course, we'll have all the coverage you need leading up to kickoff and in the postgame. That'll do it for Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. We'll see you on Sunday.